worship the Lord in a spirit of holiness.
The season of refreshing. It's good. It's a season that relaxes us with this. Yes. Recently, someone mentioned that they were going to read the Bible this year, and now they're so far behind. And I said, "Well, where are you? I'm still waiting for this year." And I said, "Well, just start this year whenever. You know, it's a habit that is very refreshing and very rewarding, but it's sometimes hard." But I was thinking about that this morning, that I've been reading the Bible for 43 years, close to it. And then I asked myself, have I been reading it? Okay. First started reading it, I wore my eyes out. I thought that it was bad, and the doctor told me, "That's good, you strengthened your eyes, okay, because they were burning." And I ruined Bibles reading the Bible. And so then I just took an inventory as to, am I still reading the Bible? Or am I just reading? I love the Bible app, and I highlight verse after verse after verse, and then I re-highlight verses in a different color the next year, and I think I'm just copying them to my spirit, because how are you going to find it in the app? They need to put a year on it so that I know which year I did it, but it, you know. And I don't like to put notes in my Bible reading. And the reason for that is because you got to find the notes. If I look at a day, it says, you highlighted, you highlighted, you highlighted, and then somebody else highlighted. And how did they start highlighting what I'm highlighting? And anyway, you know. So I trust the Lord. I trust in God. My Savior, the one who never fails. He doesn't fail. He never fails. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. He's never late. He's always on time. He's wonderful. He is wonderful. And so guarding the truth is not something new. We could say there's nothing new under the sun. What is there that we don't already know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Isn't that something? How can we not know after so many years? How can we not know? Well, because we're intended to grow. And Yesterday I began to just throw stuff away. Yeah, I know. Don't anybody faint. What? Yes, get up and dance, honey. Let's get loud and proud about that. Come on, come on, come on. Celebrate, Vicky. Show them how happy you really are. I hear you. Yeah. John's been in a year. 2 years. How long of a process? And he's probably really good at it. I should just let him come and pick the stuff out for me. No. Okay. No. But the thing is when the storms of life are raging, God is there with us, and things happen that provide us opportunities. And I probably have lots of opportunities, but I'm pretty dedicated to this. And I seriously think that if I pull all of my junk out, I won't know what to do with the space. Yeah. Well, you know, I thought about that concrete floor thing, and I've decided that the rocks are easier. Don't have to sweep them. And that, who cares about my garage? But I do care about my garage here. In my heart and in my soul. You know? And we need to remind ourselves. We need to remind ourselves. We need to take the reminders that the Spirit gives us. You know? I mean, we gather together here like this, and it's a great reminder of how good and how precious it is to gather together. A young man who I'm not sure who I was talking to yesterday. I thought I knew, and then I decided I might have been off on that. But anyway, I was talking, and he came up to me, and he said, you pastor that church, don't you? I said, I pastored a church. Yeah, he said. And he started to tell me about, I'm not really a church person. I always love that when people start their conversation, you know, letting me know I'm not a church person. But at the same time, he was going to fill me in on why he wasn't a church person. Because of things and things that go on, and because there's all this bickering, and because, you know, he said, I was in the army, and I met wonderful people that were Muslim, and wonderful people that were Buddhist. And I don't know that he met wonderful Christians, but I don't know that he ever spoke with maybe a Christian. But he talked about Christians. He talked about Christ, and he talked, you know, I let him talk. I thought he'd run out of breath eventually, as he explained to me, you know, that what he felt, and this would be what he felt was fair, that if we've lived a good life, if we've led a moral life, that when we die, we'll have an opportunity to choose, you know? And I let him speak, and finally I said, you know, the thing is that you've been standing here and you have mentioned all these others. And all these others mention Christ. And so I just threw out the short synopsis of Keith Green, and then Keith said he went everywhere, checked everywhere, and everybody mentioned Jesus, but Jesus said he was the only way. He thought he should check the one that was sure of himself. I said, you can think anything that you want, but can I pray for you? And I prayed for him.
Hallelujah.
That he would see Jesus as the way. As he's the only living Savior. He's the only one that promises life. He's the only one that doesn't really demand anything. He just tells us the way to live in the way that is best. You know? Like I said, I get emails, I don't even open emails. I get texts that I don't even open, suggesting this is the stock, or that is this, or that is this, and I wish they were all right, and if I knew that somebody was all right, that would be the one where I put my dollar, you know? But Jesus is the only one that everything he says is true. And that's all there is to it. And so in 2 Timothy, Paul is reminding Timothy, hold on to what you believe. Don't be discouraged by what others believe. Don't be distracted. Hold fast to what's true. You know what's true. It's important that we know what's true, and that we let what's true do what it will do for us. Because I'm also in Job, as I read through the Bible, and, you know, Job had a hard deal. And he had wonderful friends. Friends like that, you don't need, you know. And as he listened to them, he would get discouraged and begin to think that maybe God wasn't fair, and then he would say, "You guys are terrible. You are terrible." It's like one time somebody commented to our son and said, "You've got to be the worst teacher ever."
A joke teller.
Huh?
A joke teller.
Oh, it was a joke teller? I thought he was instructing him in the game.
He was trying to tell
him. No, I don't think I'm going to agree with that. But that's okay. Yeah, he was that too. But, you know, and it was just funny. That was a funny thing. You know, he was honest with him. Honest isn't awful, but assumption is. You know? We know that bad things happen. Now, I got a couple of things about that. This storm was probably a message to Heimer. I think I mentioned it last week. I think it was a message. It was a message of I'm greater than this. I'm with you. I'm for you. But it's also an opportunity. There's some reason that some kid out of young man out of somewhere is all of a sudden wanting to talk to me about not being a church person and about what they prefer to believe so that they can hear what is true, whatever is just, whatever is right, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of praise, think on these things. And so Paul told Timothy, through the power of the Holy Spirit, who lives in us, lives in us.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are you, it's been given to you to understand, he lives in us. Oh yeah, I have the Holy Spirit. We all have the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit is around, but he lives in us. That's power. That's power. That's what the Bible says. He fills us with Holy Spirit and power. The Holy Spirit I have doesn't have any more power than the Holy Spirit that you have. I may be louder about it. Every now and then I get the folks at the jail to be loud and proud. And they wear a towel on. But he lives in us. Carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you. Carefully guard. Guard it. Let the truth arise when the lie tries to sneak in. Let the truth take its place when doubt comes about. Okay? I know there's a book I'm sure that has a title that says it's okay to doubt. Fine. But why? But why? Years and years ago I was at the check-in table of the Assemblies of God meeting in. I don't know why. It's one of those things, why me? Why talk to me? Talk to somebody else that will tease your ears. But a guy came up and said, "You know, the Bible says that wine gives a merry heart." It also says the beer is a brow and strong drink is a mocker. Just walk away. Why come up to me that? Well, I suppose because I shared that God just delivered me. But if you don't want to be delivered, bring it to the kid. He's young, he don't know anything. Well, I wasn't a kid. I've been around the block several times. But without the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't know what to say. But the Holy Spirit does know what to say. So, thy truth have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Thy truth have I hid in my heart that I might be able to help somebody else. God didn't redeem us so we could come here. Right? He redeemed us so we can go there. Remember, for years, Lift Jesus Higher was on this end. And then we moved Lift Jesus Higher to that end. If you praise the Lord, you'll lift Jesus higher. Right? So when we're here, we're praising God, right? And then we go out and we're just a little louder because there's more room. Right? So we can flood the atmosphere with the goodness of God. Right? So when something's wrong, we can flood the atmosphere with the goodness of God. So when the storms of life are raging and he's standing beside us, we got an idea of what can help, what we can do. Yeah, conversation yesterday about reading the Bible was because they had three Bibles on the table at the distribution place. Roger, you want to take these Bibles? Nobody's taking these Bibles. Nice Bibles. Soft leather. I said, I can take them. But just maybe there'll be somebody that needs them. I've got a couple. So I'll leave those. And the person sitting at the table said, well, I'll see to it that you get them when we close this. Not a lot of hope that people would take them, which leads me to believe that probably that person needs to take one. And maybe the advice to the other person that said, just start reading it, maybe that there were enough people, there were like four people working, they could fight over the three Bibles if they all just said, I should read the Bible. You know? It makes sense. God can do things.
Amen.
God can do things.
I've given away more Bibles on my free table than anything else.
Hallelujah. Awesome. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hoorah, hoorah. Yeah. You know? That's good. When I think about Jesus saying to a handful of people, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And the first sermon got 3,000 more people involved. That's enough for her. No. Look at what we have from that word. It is the most, and Christianity is the most giving, loving, sharing. None of the others do all that. None of them do it just to do it. Some of them are all over talking to people to get the people's money.
Yeah.
And managing to convince them if they'll just give their money, they won't go to heaven, but you'll have a pretty good life here. Because there's only so many that can get into heaven, you know. God can't build enough places. There's just room for the elite. I got news for you folks, you're elite. There's room for you. There's room for everybody. And everybody needs to know there's room for everybody. And we need to be willing to hold fast to what's true and encourage people. Jesus is waiting. Not Jesus is coming about, but Jesus is waiting with his arms out. Yeah. This is the God that we serve. And so you must Remain faithful, Paul said to Timothy, to the things you've been taught. You need to remain faithful to those nudges from the Holy Spirit, to those moments from the Holy Spirit. You know, have you ever had a moment from the Holy Spirit that could be replayed somewhere else? You can. You can do it again. You know? I witnessed to somebody once. Really? That's good. Did you check to see how it went? That would be witnessing to them twice. If they didn't get it the first time, that's not my problem. Right? They didn't seem very receptive. Well, hello. There are people that are not receptive. I wish that I could find the young man that told me I needed to repent in the bar. I'm sure that he did more good than he thought. But being the gentleman and the person that I was, I made him repent. So proud of that. No, I'm not. But he accomplished something. He never came and looked me up again. I can't blame him for that. Everybody knew me. Party animal. Everybody doesn't know Jesus. Did you know that? And everybody that thinks they're a Christian doesn't know Jesus. They don't know that they can know him. They don't really know that they're loved. They sort of think so, hope so. Some think that if God was really love, it would be unreasonable of him to have anything at the end other than heaven. And if he has anything else, then he must not be really the God of love. There's a lot of thinking that goes into that kind of thinking to rationalize and justify. But the simple truth penetrates. And it will accomplish what God sends it for. It's important that we remain true to that heavenly calling. It's important that if we have the opportunity, or if we can make the opportunity, that we take it. Hold fast to those things. Paul was telling Timothy, stir up that gift that is within you. Let's let this day be a stirring day. That we get stirred up and we really care. If we've been redeemed, we got something special, right? We've been redeemed. Glory to God, we've been redeemed. And not by the blood of bulls and goats, but by the blood of the Lamb. And we've been filled or offered to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes, the Holy Ghost comes alongside to help, to encourage, to convict, to do all those things for everybody. But I want a big dose in. And I want to welcome him. And I want to encourage him. Have thine own way, Lord. We have a purpose. We have a purpose that God has given us that's bigger than anything else that we can do or be or say. We have that. You know, people are influencers. They got 500,000 followers. What are they influencing people with? well, some of them are influencing them for Christ. But some of them that are influences, you look at them and say, who has time for that? Seriously? Is that 500,000 like daily waiting for your 3 seconds of stupidity? No, I'm sorry. It's not stupidity. It's like, or is it 500,000 that have checked in over 10 years and never checked back in? I don't know. But many of the people that we see, that we encounter, we may only see or encounter once. And do they know that we are Christians? Because they will know that we are Christians by our love. I love you enough to tell you Jesus is waiting. Otherwise, we can get caught up in emptying our garages and miss the opportunity. We can get caught up in, well, I've been reading the Bible all these years, I must have something. I better check and make sure I got something and that I'm getting something. So I've got something new, fresh from the Lord. Because you know, when you're new and you're fresh, you're refreshing. Right? When you got something new, it's a new day. It's not the same old, same old, same old. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. It's new every morning. It's new every morning. You're redeemed every morning. I've been redeemed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've been, look at you, Roger. You've been redeemed. Oh, yeah, I got saved. Quite some time ago. It seemed like a big deal at the time, but, you know. That's enough of me. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We ask you to turn on the blender. We don't want to just be stirred, we want to be fired up, ready to rock and roll, and praise Jesus who rolls the blues away so we can be encouragers and challengers and whatever you want us to do, Lord, and we hold fast to your truth. Let your Holy Spirit flow over all of us, flow into us, and then flow out of us. Holy Spirit, have your way. Because, Lord, this is our desire. We want to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Guard that truth. Let it out at every opportunity.